Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean's Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.
Now, if I couldn't, if I didn't know exactly how to get down on Friday, what are the steps? Is there a list I could look at someplace? This is how I get down on Friday?
I don't really even know how to get down. I'll be honest with you, I'm a poser.
I have been down and then couldn't get back up, but I didn't know the getting down part.
Yeah, I don't know. I missed you. I haven't talked to you in a long time, Dean.
I've been feeling like you've been ignoring me.
Oh, no. Certainly not.
Wah, wah.
I was listening to your weekend report earlier this morning. And I heard you mention Blue Oyster Cult will be playing at the Arcata Theater. And there's this hip new rock and roll band called the Vaughn Building who are opening up for Blue Oyster Cult. And I might know a Michael McInerney who's in that band. I know.
What?
Yep. The Vaughn Building opening up for Blue Oyster Cult Saturday night. See you there. I will get down on Saturday.
How fun is that?
Yeah, I'm psyched.
Because I still think of Michael as like 5 years old.
I know. He's 24.
And then I see pictures of him looking like Ed Sheeran on concert with his red hair.
Yeah.
And just, you know, rocking and rolling like crazy. But and opening for Blue Oyster Cult.
I know.
How cool is that?
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, that's
going
to be Saturday, by the way, at the Arcata in St. Charles. Let's start with that. We always start with some other things, but let's start with some things to do for the weekend like that. Also, from back in the day, Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah, this was a tough call. I kind of wanted to go to that show instead.
Wow, that would be... That would put your son in some therapy that you decide to blow off his show so you can go see.
Yeah, that's what parents do.
See Mark Farner at the Desplaines Theater. And then Emerson, Lake, and Palmer is going to be at the Genesee in Waukegan on Sunday. Back in the day when I was but a lad myself and I got my first... I don't know if it was my first tuner or I think it was like my first really decent stereo system. And I go home and, you know, set it up, and then I popped in my Emerson, Lake, and Palmer 8-track, I think. What a lucky man we was. Because it had that cool synthesized thing, and I was just listening to sound come all over the place. But anytime I hear Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, I see me at Playback, the Electronic Playground. That was an electronics store where you could. It was a famous one. They had locations everywhere.
Yeah.
Setting up my whole deal there. My Morning Jacket, the Indie Rockers, through tomorrow at the Chicago Theater. And R&B singer Kem, K-E-M, is fantastic. Also through tomorrow is at the Horseshoe Casino out in Hammond.
Cool.
How about some theater? We've got the stage version, the Broadway adaptation of Beetlejuice. That is at the Auditorium Theater through November the 19th. Really funny, really good show. Highly recommending. At the Steppenwolf Theater, there's a production that's called POTUS. I haven't seen this production over at the Steppenwolf, but I did see this on Broadway. And it is an old-fashioned slapstick farce, like with the rotating stage, like the jokes keep coming and the stage keeps rotating. And it's a story about all of the women in the White House that are basically running the country for for the commander-in-chief, the women surrounding the president. And it's a pretty funny show. It's at the Steppenwolf through December the 10th. Candace Bushnell, who was, her real-life stories inspired the TV series Sex and the City. She is at the City Winery tomorrow night. doing some stuff. Jay Leno is at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary.
Really?
On Saturday night. Jim Gaffigan and Jerry Seinfeld. They were at the United Center. They were last night, and they are again tonight. I wasn't there, but I am told it was a fantastic show. Not a bit surprised that Jim Gaffigan just kills. Does, you know, Seinfeld's okay too, I guess. But from what I told.
He's no slouch.
But, not that there's anything wrong with that. Gaffigan just, you know, like dominates the stage as he always does.
He's so funny.
He's so great. But again, that's going to be at the United Center again tonight for a 7:30 show. Kevin Hart's proteges, I guess you might call them, the Plastic Cup Boys. They're at the Improv in Schaumburg this weekend. Jason Mewes from Clerks is at Zanies in Rosemont tonight and tomorrow, and then at Zanies in Old Town on Sunday. This exhibit that is at Old Orchard, if you're a Downton Abbey fan, you must see. It's called Downton Abbey the Exhibition, where they've got artifacts and wardrobe and costuming and all things Downton Abbey. That's going to be there until my birthday of next year, March 31st. So get your cards, get your birthday cards in the mail now. Never too early to send me a nice birthday card.
I'm writing that down.
What else do we have? Chicago Botanic Garden has their lightscape displays that are up and running.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's going to be through January the 7th. I've got some movie reviews that I can tell you about. You probably want to take a break right
yes,
now.
Yes, we certainly do.
If I know my Bob Sriracha routine.
Yeah.
This is where he usually interrupts me right when I'm on a roll.
A Kaiser?
Like a nice Kaiser roll right now.
WGN. Dean, what do you have for us? Where you got? You want to go movies?
Yes, I would love to, because we have a new Marvel movie that has opened this weekend that a lot of people have been looking forward to. Actually, as was I, because, you know, I, for the last 15 years, I've been a huge fan of Marvel movies. Robert Downey and Iron Man and The Avengers and Endgame. I mean, you know, there have been some of the most spectacular movies. But honestly, for the last couple of years, they have very definitely gone downhill. Now, Adam, maybe it's just that I've, you know, kind of gotten tired of them. Maybe it's me and not them. But I was curious to see what they were going to do with this new Marvel movie, which is called The Marvels. And it is centered on Brie Larson's Captain Marvel character.
I have a girl crush on her so much.
You know what? This is kind of a girl crush, girl power kind of movie, because it's not only her as Captain Marvel, but it is another character, kind of a fan, Marvel fangirl, who suddenly gets endowed with powers, and also an old astronaut friend of Captain Marvel's. And the three of them are fighting to save the universe. There is a bad guy, a villain, who wants to suck off the natural resources from all the planets around the galaxy in order to save her own dying home planet. So this trio of heroes, female heroes, are fighting this female villain. So it's a very girl power movie. The only thing is that there really is nothing overly original about this movie. If you've seen them one, you've sort of seen them all. And then this is the part that got me. In the middle of all this action, average effects, average acting, average storyline. Usually Marvel movies have an exceptional storyline, an exceptional moral to tell at the end of their movies. And this one honestly didn't. But what got me is that there's two musical numbers in the middle of this Marvel movie, which, you know, I like a musical as much as the next person, but it sure seemed misplaced in this movie. I think it was supposed to be a joke. I just found it distracting. There's one of the musical scenes is a kitty cat scene set to Andrew Lloyd Webber's, the song Memories from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats. And it just felt super weird. This movie depends on you knowing a lot about the Marvel Cinematic Universe and its deep gallery of characters. I don't feel like you should have to go hit the books before you go see a movie. Everything should be explained. It really is not. So even though it's only an hour and 45 minutes, and believe me, nobody has been complaining about these three-hour-plus movies lately more than I have.
Yeah.
I like a movie that's hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours. That's about the right length for any movie. I still wound up only giving it a Dean's List D, I'm afraid. It's kind of sorry about that, because I was expecting much more. A couple of other things going on. Yesterday, actually kind of last night-ish, Jared Leto, Oscar winner Jared Leto,
yeah,
climbed up the Empire State Building.
Of course he did.
He wanted to, you know, now that the actors' strike is over, all these actors are just dying to do things again. They've had to have been quiet for the last 118 days. He wanted to promote the launch of 30 Seconds to Mars, which is his band. They have a new song out, so he thought, how can I get some publicity? I know, I'll climb up the Empire State Building. And he got up like 30 stories on this building. It's not like he snuck up there. It was all, you know, prearranged, and he was harnessed and all that. But, you know, here is a pretty well-known A-lister dressed as Santa Claus. And he's climbing up the building. At one point, while he's climbing up the building, his mom is on the inside of the building in the window waving at him while he's scaling a building.
This gives me great ideas for my son, and I can, you know, wave to him. He can go up the Willis Tower or something.
Yeah, I would find that very distracting if I'm climbing up a building and my mom is suddenly there. I'm sure she would tell me I'm doing it wrong.
Exactly.
And, you know, correct me on the whole thing. But there's your latest Jared Leto news.
All right. One more really quickly.
There is a family that is on TMZ this morning, because what they have started is what they're calling the Taylor Swift money jar. The husband in this household is so sick of hearing everyone in his house talking about Taylor Swift. They now have a new rule in their house. If anybody mentions Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce, they got to put 25 cents in this
that's great.
Taylor Swift money jar. So I don't know how much they have right now, but I'm pretty sure they'll be able to take a trip to Europe any day now.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, you have a great weekend. We'll
talk to
you on Monday.
I can't wait.
All right. Cool. Thank you, Dean.
Bye.